We're getting started now. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis. And yesterday, last night, we made a Hagdama to Sif Chaf Hei. And I just want to review very quickly the Ikarim that we learned in the Hagdama in order to refresh our memories, and then we can learn the Machaber. The Mishnah Berurah told us that there are three different categories of, we're talking about the halacha of Shloka Sidrin, of writing out of order, when we could go back and fix, when we cannot go back and fix. And the Mishnah Berurah gave us three basic categories of types of letters, of mistakes that could be in types of letters, which doesn't matter when it occurred, at the time of writing or afterwards, that will be relevant. So the first category that we had was a letter that was not written properly, means that there's some part of the letter that is not complete, and therefore it's possible. So if I made a picture to make it go a little quicker, so the one we had was, say, a shin that's missing a yud. So here we see it doesn't have the yud here. So since the tura is not there, it's possible. Or a yud that doesn't have the leg, also same thing. Or we have other cases that would be a kol shekein, is if it looks like another letter. It's certainly a problem. Like a dalet doesn't have the back, it looks like a resh. Or if it's a base and it's rounded on the corners, it looks like a chaf. Or you have a ches, that the leg is not touching the top, so it's big enough. It's not touching the top, so it looks like a hay. Or you have a tzaddik that's a nun and a yud. It's not connected, it's not close enough, so it looks like another letter. So any of these cases where it doesn't look like the letter, it looks like another letter, is certainly a problem, and even doesn't look like another letter, it's just missing something that's ikker to the letter, is possible, and there's no way to go back and fix that because it's like it's not written. The second category he said we could go back and fix was if there's a break, if the ikker tzura of the letter is on it. It looks like the letter. So there won't be a chesaron of shloka sidrin. If you have lamashal, any letter that has a break in it, like a base here, we have a base with a break. So I see it's a base. It's got a crack in it. So because of that, since the ikker, I see a base, then I could go back and fix it as long as the child will read it as a base. Also, you have the next example we had was, say, aleph. It looks like an aleph, it's just not connected. So since I see the aleph, the way it is, it's possible. It's not a complete letter. But when I say a child would read it like that, so that's good enough to go back and correct it. Or you have your shin that's not attached to the base. Also the same idea, that since I have the whole form of the letter there, it's just not attached, or the top, the same idea, since the leg is not attached, but I see the letter, it looks like the letter, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah was the ikrit tzuras ha'alav, so then it'll be enough with the child to identify that letter to go back and fix it. On the previous page, yeah, the base, so this dal looks like a reish because it's round, and this ches looks like a hay, because it's not attached, it looks like a hay now. And the tzaddik, it looks like a tzaddik, but it really is a nun and a yod. You see, clearly it's a nun and a yod. Yeah, a yod and a bad nun. But lamaise, it's not close enough to look like a... So I lose the tzura. And then I have another case. The last case was that even if I can mamish identify it, it looks like the letter, and a child would read it properly also, but the only way to fix it is by erasing, and then once I had to erase it, it lost the tzura, so erase it's puzzle. So we had a few examples there also. We had a hay that was just, even if it's attached by a hairline, once it's mechubra, I'm going to have to erase the whole thing. It won't be enough just to erase that one part, that's chaktaychit. Same thing, the kuf, if it's just attached in one little spot, I can't just erase that one little spot, I have to erase the whole leg. And once I erase the whole leg, then I'm just rewriting a letter. That's a problem of shloka sidrin. Same thing with the aleph, either on the bottom or the top. I would like to just carve out that little spot and make it look like a yud, but that's chaktaychus. And what I have to do is erase the whole leg, and I can't do that because then it's like rewriting the letter. So those are the three categories the Mishnah Berurah spoke about. Again, quickly, if it doesn't have the tura at all, it's missing a part of the letter. That's one. Number two is if it has the ikar tura, it's just it's missing like an attachment or something like that. If a child reads it, then I could go back and correct it. And the third one, even if I could bet them, a child would read it, it looks like a letter, but since the way to correct it is by erasing, so then I'm stuck, there's no way to fix it. Okay, now that we had the Hagdam, let's see the Mechaber. In Sif Chaf Hei, So you're going to have to tell me which category the Makabra is talking about. It goes not in the order that the Mishnah Berurah presented it with his Hagdama. Says the Makabra, Kol ois shiksuva shlikatikna, any letter that's written improperly, ve'ein surasa aleha, and it doesn't look like the form of the letter. Kagoy noga rego ha'alev begaga aleph. For example, if the leg of the olive is touching the gag, that part that goes across, or oi penei aleph b'snim begag, that the top of the olive, the yud on top of the olive is touching the gag shetakta that's underneath it. So there's two examples, either the bottom of the olive or the top of the olive. Or another case, oi shahaya regla hay, a regla kuf noigim, that the leg of the hay is touching the roof, or the leg of the kuf is touching the roof. Yeah, so in all those cases, we're going to see that you can't fix it. So which category are we talking about right now? The third one. We're talking about the third category. So you see the Mechaber is going in different order. All these cases, all four of them, the halacha would have to be that he would have to erase either the top or the bottom of the olive, or you have to erase that whole leg of the hay or the kuf in order to fix it, and that's the way it's irreparable. Or another example, without erasing everything, and by tefillin you have a problem of shulik hasidron, if it's a shame. Okay, it's a problem of shulik hasidron. Or another example, shayza ois achas chaluka l'shtei ois yag. If I have one letter that is composed of two letters, and it's split, so now it looks like not the one letter that of the two letters combined. It looks like just two separate letters. And he gives an example. Kagoyin tzadi, if I have a tzadi, shikasav yud nun, that's written as a yud nun. Or shin, if you wrote a shin, shikasva ayin. Now, we didn't have this in the examples of the Mishnah Berurah, but here I made a picture for you. The shin, okay, normally in the Ksav Beis Yosef, the left side of the shin actually is a zayin, normally. In the Ksav of the Ari, it's a yud like this. But Akopanim, he made like this. He has an ayin. Yeah, he has here on the right side a long vav, and then on top of it a zayin. And then to the far left, he has there a yud that's over there. So it really should be a shin. If he connected it down, it would make the tour of the shin. But since he didn't connect the yud to the base of that ayin, so now it looks like an ayin and a yud. And that's the way it comes out. So that's what Mechaber says is also going to be a problem. I don't see the tzura. I don't see the shin. I see two oisyas, an ayin and a yud. So that's a problem. Oi, chas shnei zayinim, or he wrote a chas two zayins. That also, Mishnah Berurah didn't give that example. So here is pashut. Every chas is two zayins next to each other that's attached with a V, a little gog. A little triangular roof that connects them. So if he didn't attach them, and I see clearly the separation between the two lines, so now also I have a problem that it's not a ches anymore. It's two zayin. So also I don't see the ois. My ches shnei zayinim. V'acha shekazo, any one of these examples, I think we have maybe eight examples here, any one of these examples, now just those four examples, what was the category? It looks like a different ice, huh? That was the first one. Very good. So we just named the third category and the first category, and what they all had in common was that there's no way to fix it. Yeah? So good. So now the Mechaber says the din will be as follows. V'achar shekasav lefanav. Now he actually wrote further in his tefillin. V'chazer v'tiknem. Then he went back, and he sees that there's a mistake here, and he went back and fixed it. So he just wrote out of order. Hari havi shelik hasidron epsulim. So that's called shelik hasidron, and it's pasul. Period. So now we have a problem of shaloi kasidron. Now the Mechaber is going to say that there's going to be two exceptions to this rule of shaloi kasidron. One, which is like a chazara, we learned this already, is that if there are oisios that are touching each other, and I have the ikert suros ha'ois. I don't know, I have a base, a tav that's touching the back of a base. I see a tav and I see a base. There's no problem. They're just touching the nogeya in a little spot. So the problem here, the psul, is not in the oisyos. The problem is that we have a halacha, you need mukav gvil. I need each letter should be surrounded by klaf, and it's not mukav gvil. So over here, I could be misakin. All I have to do is erase the connection, and then there'll be mukav gvil, and that's not a problem of shlok esidron, it's not a problem of chachteichus, so then it could be kasher. So that's the next point in the mechaber. A way that we could kasher, we could go back and fix, aval ahaftrit, oisyos at dvukos. If he wants to separate letters that got attached, acha shekasav livneim, after he wrote further, shapir dami, that's no problem. Kaven shall oif tsurasa aleha. I see the oif. I see here as an example. I see a tav and I see a base. Each letter stands by itself, distinct. And all he's doing is separating them to make it mukav gvil. Keshemafrida mechavet alehavi kekoisiv. That's not like writing, so it's not called koisiv shalolit kazidron. He's not writing out of order. Period. V'uadin. Another example that we're going to have a hetzer to write out of order was the second category, which we skipped. We said the third one and the first one. Now we're coming back to the second category, that if the ikrat surah sa'oi says aleph, I see the letter, I see the aleph, it's just the yud is not attached, and the child would read it as aleph, so then that's, since the ikrat surah is there, that's not called writing out of order. The letter's here already, I'm just making a detail. So that's okay. V'hu adin. Another, it's also true that he could fix it. She'im lo hayu miksav yudin shal alfin. If some of the yudin, I think what he means is like part of the yud, is of the aleph, or va'ashinin, or a shin, va'ainin, or an ayin, or ragle atavin, or the tav, noigin begufa ayin, they're not touching. So the first three examples, just a second, we saw already a picture of a shin, and the aleph and the shin and the tav we saw. The mechaber just said an ayin. He's just a question. Here's the ayin. It wasn't so nice. But a couple of you have here a vav, and then you have a zayin, and the zayin is not attached on the bottom. So you see an ayin. You see an ayin. It's not attached. So that detail, since the ikr surah ta'is is there, if a child would read it properly, then I say it's an ayin, and then I can go back and fix it. And so then, v'timek, v'lechakim, v'letipish. If there's a child who's not too smart and not smart, then makirim, he would recognize the ois, shafal pi shekatzav livneim, even though the sefer, he wrote further, yachol lachzer l'sakna. He's able to go back and fix it. Dekevin t'tzuras ha'ois ha'isani karis, since I saw the letter, I could see here an aleph, I can see here a shin, I can see here an ayin, I can see here a tav, I see the letter, the letter's here. It's just that there's a detail that's missing, and the child would read it properly, leka mishum ksavan shalei kesidron. That's no problem of writing shalei kesidron. So far what we've said is that if we have a letter that b'chol doesn't have the tzuras ha'ois, okay, now we're going out of order. The first case of the Mechaber was letters that need to be erased, even if it looks like an aleph. It doesn't have the yud of the aleph, or it has the leg of the hay, the leg of the kuf is not attached. I have to erase that whole part. That does not tikkun. The next category we had in the Mechaber was if it doesn't look like the letter anymore, it's the tzadik is separated, the yud and the nun, or things like that. Those I can't fix. And then we had two examples that I can fix. One is if it's just two oasis that I see the oasis that is touching, so then I can erase the connection. Or if there's an ois that mamish looks like the ois, it's just that there's some part that's not connected that a child would read it as one ois, then I could fix that. And now we're going to have a suffix. That's the last case in the Chabir. V'esh misha oimed, Okay, I have another kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says that Yesh Mishomer is not because of the Machlokas. It's just because it's a kiddush. So that's Yesh Mishomer. No, there was only one Poisik that said this, and Mechaber will do that sometimes, that he'll present something. It sounds like a Machlokas. It's just Yesh Mishomer, because he only found it one Poisik. So there's a kiddush. Yesh Mishomer, de'u aden im chutra de'ches l'mayla ein negen zelazeh. That if you have a ches, not like the picture that we had, that they're very far apart, they almost look like Zion. No, the part that's connecting the ches is just barely not touching. So in this case, it really has the tzura of a ches. I see a ches. It's just that Lamaise, since it's not touching, so it's possible. Now, you and I, we know what a ches is supposed to look like, so we would read it properly. But a child who is not familiar with the way the oisius of a shurish should look, he's not used to the top of the ches going up with a point. So for him, he's just going to read it as two zayin, because he's going to notice the two separate bottoms of the ches without noticing the part where it comes together. So then a child is not going to help. It means that we had, let's say, an aleph or a shin, an eye and a tav, that if it's just not touching, that a child can make a kasher. Here, by the ches, really, it should be the same thing. The child should be able to make a kasher, except that since he's not familiar with the way that a ches is supposed to look like, he may say it's a zayin anyway. Not because of a, of a, not because it doesn't look like Echez, but because of a technicality that he doesn't recognize what Echez should look like. So therefore, this Chiddush of the Mechaber is that here we don't need a child to make a kasha. Since Lamaise, we see Echez, yeah, only by Echez. Since we see Echez, and it's a tiny break, and a child really should read it as Echez, it's just for because of his unfamiliarity with what Echez should look like, so he's going to read it as designs, and we don't need to use a child. Says Agav, I've been speaking to a cipher over the last few days, and he explained to me very nicely the concept of using a child is that the he's going to give an objective view. A person who has seichel, so when he is asked a question, so he analyzes what the question was and why the person asking the question and what they want to hear. And they will look at the material that they're being asked about, and they'll try to also evaluate and analyze it and figure out what the right answer should be. A child that's loy chak and loy tippish, the maila is that he's just going to tell you what he sees. And that's what we need. We need just an objective view. What do I see over here? Is this a yod? Is this a vav? What is it? So the kid is just with his tamimis, with the loy chak and loy tippish, he's going to give you that objective view of what it is. So, okay, but over here, we're not going to get the proper objective view because Lamaisa, he's missing knowledge. He doesn't know what the ches is supposed to look like. So his tamimis is just his automatic first answer is going to be that it looks like to his audience. So then it's not a raya. Okay, so let's go back and now see the Mishnah Berurah. They're not touching, but they're very close. We had before, if they're far apart, that's the mechaber. They might look like two zions. Then a child won't even help us. Even the child reads it like a ches, it won't help. Because when I say, we know it's not a ches. But if it's very close, that's when it looks like a ches, it's just that the mice is not touching. So normally, in such a case, we would need a child to read it as a letter, which then gives us that understanding. That's called the Ikar Oises. We see that the Ikar Oises is there. If the kid reads it, that shows us the Ikar Oises is there. And then we can go and fix it. But in this case, just because of the technicality, that a child would not naturally notice that it looks like a ches, because he doesn't recognize the connection on the top. He only sees the main part of the ice, which is the two zions. He might read it as two zions, and that's not a clear indication to us of the objective truth that it looks like a ches or not. So then we can go with our own analysis that we recognize it looks like a ches, and we can go fix it. That's the Mechaber thing. That's the Chiddush. Okay, let's go now back to the Mishnah Berurah, where if you have to flip back two pages maybe. We're in Mem Tes, Amud Aleph, and the Mechaber is Sif Chaf Hei. We're into the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kuf Yud Dalet. At the very, very end, the truth is maybe we could even skip it. In the last line here of Kuf Yud Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah just says, after he finished his Haddam, he says, V'ata naschil levayer v'zat Hashem is barach es ha-sif. Now that he gave his Haddamah, he wants to explain the Sif, kol ois, shehik suva. So the Mechaber said that any ois, any letter that's written in the wrong way, it doesn't have the tzura of the ois, so you can't fix it. And the Mishnah Berurah is clarifying, even though the Mechaber said it's kesuva shalei ketikna, it's not totally in the chas ksiva. Hu adin in this kalkalo akakak. Even if something happened later, if Joey fell on it or for some other reason that the letter got ruined after the chas ksiva, that would also parcel the ois and have the same problem as the Mechaber. Let's cut in Kuf Tezvah. Everybody's on the same page now? Yeah, okay, Kuf Tezvah. Vein Tzura Salah. The Mechaber said that if it doesn't have the Tzura of the ois, so then there's no way to fix it. And his example were the cases that we had in the third category of the Mishnah Berurah that Batsim actually looks like a letter. An Aleph is an Aleph, and a Hay or a Kuf that has a regal, I see the hair. It just happens to be it's attached in a way that I have to erase the whole part of the letter to fix it. Otherwise, it's either chak toiches or have to erase the whole thing and have to look at sidrin. So that's why it's puzzled. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pirish. Shaniru la'ayin kol she'im tzuras ha'le'akol. If I could see clearly that it doesn't have the tzuras at least. Vav de benaga regal ha'alef begaga alef. Oy p'neya alef begagoy. A regular A, the Kuf, all these cases really, why are you telling me it doesn't look like the letter? I see the letter. Yeah, Hanoigin the Maila, Nikra Lava Dayan, Iker Tsuras Ois, Vitinik Yikra of the Ois. A Tinik is going to read this Aleph. a tinnik is going to read this kol for this hay. So why is the mechaber telling me it doesn't have the tzuras ha'ois? Why is of all the things to be describing is it doesn't have the tzuras ha'ois? I wouldn't have used those words. It's a kasha really on the language of the mechaber. So he says the filahachi kevin shapsul ze in tikuno ki imai de grira kol mashenaza bepsul. Since the only way to fix this aleph, to fix the kuf, to fix the hay, is by erasing that part of the letter that was written improperly, so that's why the mechaber is saying that lamaisa doesn't have the tzura, because the only way to get its kasher is to erase a whole part of it, and then it's out of order. I have to write it now is like writing it from the beginning. The kanava sivyuches, like we said before in sivyuches, so mimelin is batel tzuras alagamre. So that's why the mechaber is calling it tilu, it doesn't have the tzuras hay. Since the only way to get it back to the kasher tzuras ha'ois is either by erasing part of it is chaktar because you can't do, or erasing the whole thing, but then you have to rewrite it. So it's kilu, it doesn't have the tzura. So that's what he's saying. The misak name akakak hevish lekatsidra. So that's why if you would fix it afterwards, it would be out of order. So one of the examples we said was rego ha'alev, kupta zayin, vuadin, the same alaka, kohani dekazav ramah ba'agah, soif sifyut chesana. That any case, any letter that has an aleph, that instead of the letter having the gag and the regal, every aleph, right, has the we'll call it the gag, I don't know what to call it, the goof of the letter. You have the main part, and then you have the tail coming out. So any letter that has like that, if you have an ayin, or you have a shin, or you have a tzaddik, or you have a pei, anything that has either a yod or a vav, and instead of writing... So you have those two parts that's distinct. He just made one straight line. So we said that that's puzzle. The rule will be he's going to have to erase that whole part and rewrite it. So then you're going to have the same psul that it's like kasidrin. You don't have the tzuras ha'ois here. It looks like the tzuras ha'ois, but when I say the only way to make it kasher is by erasing. So it's not kasher. You can't fix it. The other example of the mechaber of this category was a kuf, or a hay or a kuf, where the leg is touching the roof. So the Mishnah Berurah reminds us of something we learned before, afilu negia daka kachuta saira, even if it's such a minute connection, a kachuta saira afal pikein l'maise, if the bottom is touching the top, it's puzzle. Okay, then the mechaber gave us the next category, was letters that v'chol don't look like this. It doesn't look like this ois, either because the Mishnah Berurah said in the Hagdama, because it's missing a part, it's a shin without one of the yuds on top, or it's the yud doesn't have its tail. And then kol shekein, the examples of the mechaber, where it mamish looks like a different ois. A tzaddik shekal sav, he wrote it like a nun and a yud, pirish. Shekelek ha-yud, excuse me, shekalak ha-yud mi-anun. He separated the yod and the nun to such an extent, he mamish sees a yod and a nun. He doesn't, if he's imaginative, he sees together the tzaddik. But lamaisa, there's a yod here and a nun. Yeah, so the Cain Bacall Enoch, and all the other examples that the Mechaber gave, whether it was the yod of the shin, he wrote an ayin and a yod, or we made a ches with the two zayin, and whatever the example is, since lamaisa appears like two other oisias, so then it's puzzle. It doesn't have the tzuras ois at all. Kein b'chol enoch, mochein afilim era, the tinnik karoi kilchasai. So even if it happens to be that a child reads it properly, he looks at these cases. We see you have this example. You have the ayin with the yud. You have these two zayins next to each other. A child, you know, he didn't read it as an ayin and a yud. He looked at it as a shin. Or he looked at these two zayins. He called it a ches. Well, I say we see that it doesn't have the tzuras ha'ois. It's nicker to us. So mimele, it won't help the kriyas ha'tinuk. That's important. We'll have to remember that, because when we come back to this later, the case of the ches, he's going to differentiate between when it's apparent that they're separated and when it's not apparent. But if you look closely, you'll see that they're separated. So for now, if it's apparent that they're separated, the child, even if he reads it correctly, won't help us. Since our eyes see, Shiezlan Tsuras Oisias Acheras, we see that they look like something else. In Kain Kishmasagnam Akakakar is Aksivach Amechadash Shlokasidjan. So when they fix it afterwards, it's like he's writing it new and it's written out of order, and that's the psul of Shlokasidjan. Clear? Vihuadin, Semalaka, Filu in Ainland Tsuras Oisias Acheras. Now, the Mechaber gave this extreme example, like we said, but the truth is, even if it's not so extreme that it looks like something else, but Lamaise, if it doesn't look like this letter, the way this letter is supposed to look, that's also possible. It doesn't have the main components that that compose this letter. Could go on, for example, yud, shalei asalar regol hayamini, a yud that doesn't have that bottom, the right side, which is that tail of the yud is an ikr component of the yud, and mimela, if it's missing, even if a child would read it properly, when I say we know it's missing a key chalak of the oi. Or a aleph, or if there's an aleph, shechaser wal hayud ha'elyon, if it's missing one of the top, one of the yud is missing the top yud. So Maisei, even if a child would read it as an aleph, because that's the closest thing that he can imagine what it would be. But Maisei, I see it's missing something that's ikar. It's missing one of the yud. So mimeila, it's possible. V'kol kai gavna, ein yokel asaknim akakak. Anything like this, if he wrote further, it's going to be shul kafidrim to go back and write it. He can't fix it like that. Only by erasing everything and going back from what he's up to. Aval. However, he's going to say that the yud, we have two parts that go down in the yud. There's the right side, what we call the regel, and then there's the left side, which we call the kite. So he says that even though the Rabbeinu Tam holds that the kite shel yud is ma'akev, but since there are rishonim that hold not like that, then the Rashi holds not like that, so kapanim, we can say that this is called a yud. It has the tzuras ha-yud without the kite, and he can go back and fix it. Aval im loy asa la-yud. Regel smoli, if he didn't make the left side of the yud, what we call the kaitashal yud, avdim yishayer kach, pasol, even though without it would be pasol, deineno yud karui, lefidas roiva poskim, most poskim poskim like the Rabbeinu Tam, that without that kite it's pasol. So the maize, we're not going to say these are kasher tefillin if he doesn't fix the kite, kadil kaman b'simin lamed vav, like we'll see when we learn about the tzuras ha'esiyot. Mikol makom, kevin di ezla ikra tzurasa, since it has the Ikra Tzura, when I say, I see a Yud here, I mean, all the Siddurim don't have the kites on the left side, everyone knows how to read a Yud, right? So, the Filu B'loi Ukit, shame Yud Alea, I would call it a Yud even without the Ukit, therefore it's still fixable, the Chen Yachol L'sakna V'in B'zim Yishom Shloi Ketijin. That's not called Shloi Ketijin to put a kite Shel Yud. Okay, so we got that clear, that what the Mishnah Berurah was Maisif and this Sif Katan, a few Chidushim, first of all, he explained that when it's mechuluk and I see two different oisiyos, even if a child would read it correctly, it doesn't help me. It's still puzzle. Also, he was meisif that it doesn't have to look like two other oisiyos, even if it's missing the ikur components of the ois, it'll also be puzzle. And then he was makadesh that even though the right side, the regal of the yud makes it puzzle, and the kites also makes it puzzle, but a meisif it's still called a yud without the kites that he could fix. He could put in a kites later. Sifkan Kuvyat Taz. Then the Mechaber said other examples. He said an ayin the shin he made like an ayin and a yod. Vuadin, the Mishnah Berurah says, I have another example for you. A mem, the way to make a mem we said before is like a chaf and then a vav and then he attaches them. So if he didn't attach it, so that's him, he really just has two letters next to each other, a chaf and a vav. So that's also the same problem. It doesn't have the tzuras ha'ayis. So it's a mem psucha shikasvei chavav b'li meshika satan shebeinim without attaching them. So also to attach them would be shaloi kesidrin. I don't have a mem until I attach them, so I can't attach them out of order. I have to write that mem before I write any other oisius. Another example we had was the ches that has two zions next to each other. Afilim asa chutra al gabeim, even if it has that upset inverted V on top, but what might say if it's not connected on top, so then it's puzzle. Raksha ain't nugin zela zela maila. They're not touching each other. V'nikar lahedja predasan, and I see clearly they look separate. Hareza if see the ikar tsura as a nira kishne zainim. So it loses the ikar tsura and it's like two zainim. The gather, the Mishnah Berurah is going to mention parenthetically pretty soon. The gather of Nero, he said it last year, Nikar Lahedja. The concept of Nikar Lahedja, I see it right off, is take of miyad. It means the first glance, I'd have to study it. Right away, I see that it's not connected. So that's called Nikar Lahedja, Nikar Lahedja. Later, when we're going to say, like, by the Ches or by these other Oisias, that I need a tikkun, tinuk to fix it. So there, it's not near lahedja, it's not nicker. It means you have to, like, look closely to see that it's not connected. So then that has a different din. But here where it's Nicolaides, right away I see that they're separated. It won't help me at Tinnuk. They're separated. They're two different places. Kofkof Hey, we said that there are cases that you could fix with a Tinnuk. Is if I have the Ikr Tzuras Ha'ois, it's just that the Maise is missing a detail. It's not connected. So then if a child reads it as the Ois, then I can go back and fix it. Kufkaf Aleph, Yudin Shala Alfin. One example was the Yudin that on the Aleph. The Huadin Imaya Hafsik Be'eza Ois Be'emtsoi. Like we said in the Hagdama, if there's an Ois with a Hafsik in it, like we gave the example of a base, so I'm Amish via base, it just happens to be that there's a crack in the letter. So Lamaise, since a child would read that as a base, so then it's not called writing out of order to go and fix the crack. Yeah, you're asking about if the Aleph is like the base. If there's a crack in the base, we said that he can fix it. And the Aleph, so if the Yud of the Aleph is made proper, it looks like a Yud, it's just not attached to the Gog, so that's one of the examples that if a child would read it as an Aleph, because it looks like an Aleph, then we can go back and fix it. Yeah, that's correct. Even though it's not touching at all, but Lamaise, since it's close enough that I would read it as an Aleph, so a child would read it as an Aleph, so then if he reads it, like, I have to show it to a child, and if he reads it as an Aleph, then I can go back and fix it. Yeah, that's correct. Next case, Kof Chav Beis, we said if a child reads it, then it'll be kasher, then I can go back and fix it. Pirish, b'chein, afilu im predasan nikr lehedja, in these cases of the Aleph, and the Shin, and the Ayin, and the Tav, even if it's nikr lehedja, even if right away I see that it has a crack, it's a separation, dainu, take of miyad, kishiroi, son, right away, first glance, I would see that they're separated. Yagulasakna, here I can fix it. See, I want to make sure that this is clear to everybody. We said before, if I have a ches that's composed of two zions and it's not connected well, right, so then I can't rely on a child, even if he reads it as a ches. Well, I see it's two letters, right? The reason why is because since it's not a ches, it's two zions. It becomes something else. Over here, the aleph, even if it's separated, even if it's a far enough separation that I see it clearly, well, it doesn't look like anything else. It still looks like an aleph. It didn't lose the tzuras aleph by having a clear separation. So here, even if it's nikr lehedja, I could still have the child read it. That point is clear. We got that. There's a difference between oisias that will look like something else if they're separate. Then once it's nikr lehedja, a child can't fix it. Or oisias that don't look like something else. So then, even if they're nikr lehedja, I could still have a child to read it and fix it. Yeah. Well, see. Well, it'll be more clear when we come back to the ches at the end of the sif. Okay, let's finish up this cotton here. So the Mr. Burr says further, so you can go back and be masakin. Darei lehifsid adayin ois ikr tzurasa. Even though it's nikr lehedja, but I still see an aleph. I still see a shin. Midikara atinik lois. If a kid can read it like that, then it's still kasher. Kain kazav, he says parenthetically, kain kazav agoyin rabbi kiva egr b'kidusha v'dolei kaprim agadim shemachmir b'zayin b'erlacha. So that's part of this whole long discussion here in the b'erlacha, which is beyond the scope of this year, but al-kapanim, that's the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah, is that even if it's nikra lehedja, a child can be misakin, he reads it as the ois, then we can be misakin it, and that's because it doesn't look like anything else, so then the fact that it's nikra lehedja doesn't bother me. Let's go further. Aval, in predatza nikra lehedja, let's say that it's not nikra lehedja. I have here an aleph, and it's mamish, a hair's breadth separation between the yud of the aleph and the vav of the aleph, that cross section of the aleph. So now I don't even need a child to look at it. Here I see clearly. I don't need an objective view. It's obvious this is an aleph, and then I can fix it without the child. Aval im in predas and nikr lehedja, atchim istakalba. He's got to give it a good look. In tzarek aleph latinik. Then he doesn't have to show it to a child. Let me call makom im ira sheheira latinik. But if he happened to show this aleph to a tinnik, the maaseh, the break is a drop. But if he did show it to the kid and he couldn't read it as an aleph, so then it's going to be possible. We'll be machmir. We'll say it doesn't have the tzuras ha'ois. and he won't be able to fix it anymore. So what we said in this Mishnah Berurah is that we can use a child to identify an oif, for example, an aleph, even though the yud is not attached to the aleph. And then, that's true, even if the separation is clear, I see it right at first glance. However, I don't need a child if the separation is so minuscule that I have to study it in order to see the break. But if it happens to be that a child looked at the ice and he couldn't read it, so then it's like a puzzle. First, let's go further. Kuf, Chaf Gimel. This is the last part of the Mechaber. He said a Chiddush that even though we need a child to identify the oifias that are not attached to give it a shame of the oif, we see the Ikra Surah there. We need the child to read it in order to have a din of the Ikra Surah, like the Aleph, like the Shin, like the Ayin, like the Tav. It's just missing that connection. So the child reads it as the letter, so then we can make the connection. But a Ches, we can't really use a child, because a Ches is composed of two Zayin. And if they're far apart, we said a child won't help us even to kashrut. But if they're close to each other, we see a Ches. Really, a child should also see a ches. The problem is that he's not used to looking at such a ches. He's not used to looking at the ches being attached, two zayins being attached to the top. So he doesn't focus on that. He focuses on the two zayins. He might read it as two zayins, and we don't get our objective view. So the Mechaber says, here we don't need a child. Even if it's not mamish close together, it's nikra l'hadja, we can still kasher it. Yes, it says the Mishnah Berurah word to Sifkatan Kuf Chav Gimel. Yesh Misha Omer, in kan machlokes, not a machlokes, rak Chiddush Din, it's just a Chiddush. Kuf Chav Tawud, Lahedja, the Imai and Nikar Lahedja. If it would be mamish clear, if you would see separately, if you see clearly the separation between the two Zions, then it would be possible, even if the child identifies it as a Ches. But here, since it's not Nikar Lahedja, they look close together, Basim, it looks like a Ches to us. Then it would be good. But if it's separate, Hari Zahiv Sita, Ikrit Surah, the Kumush Katavna before, and Zivkan Kufchaf. Fine. So this Kiddush is that I'm allowed to attach it since it's not Nikola had just as the Mishnah Berurah, Kufchaf Hei. The Eina Tinuk Murgul Bechas, because he's not used to seeing such a Ches. So since he's not used to seeing it, it's not a good indication. His Kriya, it doesn't help us over here. The Filo Mukshur Kitikuna Yikrehu Base Zionim. Because sometimes such a child, since he's not familiar with the way a ches looks, even if its mom is written properly, it's connected, he's still going to read it as two Zions. He's not used to focusing in on the connection of the chutras. I mean, maybe he's not going to be a good indication of what is really here. Okay, that's Sif Chafei. That's one of the big Yesodis in Hilchos Safras. We're still learning about the halachas of Kesidron. Now we're up to the Oifias of Hashem. If the Oifias of Hashem's name are attached, so you're allowed to separate them. So the Chiddush in Mechikas Hashem. Let's see, Chavav. It's interesting that the Mechaber, the Chavav is a Gematria Yud Kivav, because the halacha about the Oifias of Hashem, Shem HaGadol. Im Oifias Shal Shem, Devukais, if Hashem's name, the Oifias Yud Kivav, are connected, Yachal HaFridah. He's allowed to erase the part of the Oif to make them separate, to be Mukav Gvil, in order to make it Mukav Gvil. And the reason why, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, since it's puzzle without separating them, so then to make them kosher, he's allowed to separate it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kufchav Vav, Dvukais, Bein Lamala, Bein Lamata, doesn't matter which part of the Oif is connected on the top and the bottom, either the top or the bottom, Vani Mili, Shenidbuku be'eis ha'ksiva. This is if they got attached at the time that he's writing the oisiyos, because we're talking about here a psul of mukaf gvil, and the Birlach explains the whole psul of mukaf gvil, there's a side to say, is only if it was at the time that he wrote the letters, they never had a separation, then it's puzzle. But if it happened later, in other words, at the time he wrote it, they were separated, and then a drop of ink or something fell later and made it that they're not mukaf gvil, they don't have a separation, they're not surrounded by gvil, then there's a side to say that it's still kosher. So since there's a possibility, it's a suffix in the Beis Yosef, that it's still kosher, so then we can't touch Hashem's name. If it's kosher, we have no right to go erase. The whole right to erase is only because it's puzzled. It has to be vade puzzled to erase. No, then it's a safek of the Tzvona Kasha, because there's a possibility that you need Mukav Gvil even after the Shas Kasiva, so then it's a safek of the safek derais if it's possible. But you can't erase Hashem's name, it's a safek if it's erasing Hashem's name, so you're stuck. Then they're going to need Geniza. If they got stuck together later, ink fell or something like that, asala freedom. Then he's not allowed to separate it. Ayin berlacha, like I explained to you the reason. Kovchav zayin, la freedom. He explains to us the reason why. Why, it's Hashem's name. You're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. Why are you allowed to separate these letters? Agav, the berlacha mentioned something which is a good thing to know. There's a discussion about this in the poiskim, and part of the reason why he's being samech on this kula is that if you don't erase the whole ois of Hashem's name, it's still, let's say that's for the yod and the vav, it's only erasing part of the yod. So there's still a yod there. Yeah. So if he doesn't erase the whole letter and it's still intact, after he erases, it's an issa derabana, not an issa deraisa. So that's part of the kula here. So ein boi mishum issa mechika. Kaven Jemasakin does that. So it's Masakin. He's fixing the tefillin, so Mimela, then he can erase this part. Because again, he might devukba is loisi as a chayreis. If he has another example, would be if there's another ois, not from Hashem's name, let's say that from another line, the example they give is if there was a maise, the Behete brings down, there's a maise that there was a nun, an end of nun that was hanging down from the line before and it was touching the gag of the hay. It came all the way down and it was touching. So then, there's a pasha eitzah. He doesn't have to erase Hashem's name. He doesn't have to touch this hay. What he can do is he can erase from the nun, and he'll just leave that last drop of the nun that's touching the top of the hay. He'll leave it so he doesn't have to touch Hashem's name at all. So that's gevaldik. So he says, kol shekein, it's a kol shekein that's permitted. Just off my place. That's not carving, because, chak teiches you're asking about? You're asking if there's a problem of carving out the letter. No, see, here I have the nun is a whole nun. It's plenty long. And all I'm doing is separating between the nun and the a by erasing. So that's not chakteiches. That's not chakteiches. That's just mukav kvili. You can do that. I'm sorry, we have to stop.